one of the key things that we're working on is operational efficiency and exceeding operational efficiency, increasing operational efficiency. So that would lead to cost cutting, and that would apply to the message you're talking about.
It would seem like from an outsider's point of view, you look at something like challenge.gov where people are submitting ideas that used to be something that they would go to you guys and pay for that. It seems like all of a sudden the internet challenging even you guys in terms of innovation, and you guys all of a sudden have to really be on the top of your game.
Absolutely. The difference between an idea and to make it actually implementable, there is a slight difference. That's where a company like Accenture, they're in the sweet spot because they understand the innovation, the leading edge, cutting edge technology. But at the same time, it's not just an idea. It's an idea that's scalable, that's able to be implemented in the government space.
And it seems like a lot of focus. We've heard Jeffrey Zients, the chief performance officer, talk about the importance of performance, of making projects that work in this coming budget. We keep hearing that there's, you know, it's going to, if essentially if you're not performing, you're probably being looked at especially carefully. And that has to go true for the contractors as well.
Absolutely. And I do believe contractors should, their feet should be held to the fire, and the contractor community should be held to even higher standards. And that's where agility is very important. Performance, if performance slips for a minute, should be put back on track. And I do believe that that responsibility should be put on contractors, and Accenture absolutely embraces that.
We've been hearing for the last couple of years that the era of systems integrators is over. Does that make sense, or does that just seem like hyperbole?
Accenture is in the sweet spot of being able to be agile. So while system integration is something they do, it's smaller chunks, smaller delivery, quicker delivery, lower cost. Those are the kinds of solutions we're going to be focusing on.
I know you've spent a lot of time also focused on healthcare, and it certainly seems with health IT, there's certainly a lot of opportunity there.
Absolutely. Accenture already has a pretty good presence in the healthcare market, particularly around analytics. And I'm very excited about being able to expand that and bring to that market, other qualifications from other parts of Accenture and grow that and take that to the next level. Because clearly healthcare and health reform is one of the cornerstones right now in our environment.
So what do you say to folks who are, let me ask you a couple of groups, because you always have a couple of audiences. You have a lot of partners. Other industry partners. What do you say to them? Are you still looking to partner? Is that relationship? How do you hope to work with them in the years ahead?
So I am very positive about the companies that I have come across and I have worked for and I have competed against. And we use the word competimates, which is competitors sometimes.
Yeah.
And teammates sometimes.
Right.
So absolutely, I would look to team and partner with the rest of my industry brethren.
Co-opetition sometimes people call.
Co-opetition, yeah. Exactly.
That does make it kind of challenging because you may be working with somebody on one and against them on another, and it can also, I guess, sea legs. You have to get your sea legs.
Yes, but that's something I am used to, and I've been doing that for a while, and that's why, my background naturally lends itself. I know, that in order to serve the federal government the best way, that is just a necessary part of the business.
And so what do you say to the folks in government who may be looking at contracting with, maybe looking at Accenture for various projects? What's going to change in the coming years?
So what's going to change is we are going to look at bringing more of the global and the commercial nature of the company that I talked about, the commercial part of the company's qualifications to the U.S. public sector. So basically, where applicable, we will take the private sector qualifications, technologies, processes, and bring them to the U.S. public sector.
Is there still opportunity? I know for years we've been hearing how technology can help organizations and particularly government agencies do more with less. They can really use technology to leverage and become much more effective. Are we still in that place, or we moved to a different place?
Well, we're doing both. So repeatable solutions is, I think, what you're talking about. We are absolutely going to continue with the repeatable solutions and make more and more repeatable solutions. We're also looking at software as a service, putting services in the cloud, you know, buy by the drink, like we say. And definitely, not only is the market going there, that is the right place for the market to go. That is the right technology space for the U.S. Federal government to go.
So you've been doing this for 20 years. It seems to me, and I've been watching this for 20 years now, and it just seems like much more competition today. You have to be much more agile. This seems to be one of the more difficult times, both for government and for contractors.
That's exactly right and exactly true. There are many more challenges today than ever before, but me personally, I'm a very optimistic person, so I keep telling myself those each of these challenges present an opportunity for Accenture.
What do you hope folks what do you hope to tell folks as you look forward and they you look to work with them?
So for the first 30 days, I'm going to be doing a lot of listening and a lot of learning. So I'm going to be meeting with my senior team in the first few days, and then over the next few weeks, meeting with the broader team and several customers, and going out and meeting with those folks who are on contracts, and do a lot of listening and learning, after which we're going to probably come up with a good, solid strategy to go forward and execute. But it will be in the best interest of our federal customers and their stakeholders, the U.S. taxpayers.